When lawmakers put together the massive federal stimulus package, money for the arts was one of many points of contention. On the House floor, Wisconsin Congressman David Obey successfully championed the cause for the National Endowment for the Arts. And according to George Sue Gross of the Wisconsin Arts Board, it's Obey who the arts now owes a big thanks.
He stood up and talked about why arts jobs were important and that, in fact, there was unemployment in the arts jobs and that these people pay taxes. They buy food at the local grocery store, et cetera, et cetera.
The NEA is now distributing almost $50 million in federal stimulus funding. Just under $20 million will go directly to states. Sugro says the Wisconsin Arts Board will distribute the state's $318,000 share to qualifying arts organizations in the form of 10, 15, and $25,000 one-time grants to help specifically preserve jobs. According to David Frank of the American Players Theater in Spring Green, it's been a tough time for all of the arts, and federal funding for salaries would be a big help.
Obviously, when you cut expenses, some things just don't change. Property taxes don't go down, utility bills don't go down, so many expenses stay the same. The only really variable expense you have besides freezing salaries is cut employment.
Frank says APT has already been through two rounds of job cuts, and like many arts organizations, they're already running on a lean budget where $10,000, $15,000, or $25,000 could potentially go a long way. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.